You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we'll have a program based on the 49th annual Block Island Music Festival. And as a guest in the studio, I have the one and only nice guy, very nice guy, longtime friend, Bob O'Connell. Welcome back, Bob.
Hi, Mike. Thanks very much for having me.
Bob O'Connell has been a guest on Conducting Conversations a couple times, and on our other program, I think even American Acapella, we've talked about Bob. He is a pianist, a musician, a composer, a singer, and spent a lot of time in the entertainment industry. And as a singer, I've been involved with Bob for the last 14 years, just
14
about.
14 years.
14 years. How time flies when you're having fun. We're going to talk about the Block Island Music Festival, which started 49 years ago, and I have the privilege of saying that I've been at all 49 of them, and the last, 30 years or so, I've been kind of running it in conjunction with a very good friend out on Block Island, Peter and Sandy Greenman, two good friends of ours that are involved and do all the legwork and a lot of the local fixing and everything that needs to go in to put on a festival. Festival started out as a quartet time with some groups coming from different parts of the country to get there and sing and have a good time. And it's kind of turned in the last few years to include other kinds of musics. Great musicians other than quartets. Last couple of years, we've had Aoife Clancy from the Clancy Brothers.
I love Aoife. Isn't she cool?
Aoife is a great musician, and we have a kind of breaking news here today. We had planned that next Saturday night, when the festival takes place on July 27th, that Aoife would be with us again. But unfortunately for us, I guess fortunately for her, she is traveling with her group. And they are doing a big concert, so she will not be able to be there. But we have a surprise, again, very fortunate for us, guest fill-in artist Joe Perillo.
What a phenomenal pianist he is.
Grammy-nominated, award-winning Steinway artist, jazz musician, has his own show here on WCRI. On Friday nights, Jazz After Dinner. So you know the name Joe Perillo. He's the music department head at the University of Rhode Island, and just about anyone in the jazz scene in the northeastern part of the country knows about Joe. So we'll talk more about him a little bit later on. We're also going to be welcoming several quartets to the festival this year. Coast to Coast will be back. That's a quartet that is out of all members of the Narragansett Bay Chorus out of the Rhode Island area. And that will be great to have them with us. And then Sink or Swim.
Sink or Swim.
Female a cappella group from Newport that made their debut last year on the 48th annual Block Island Festival. And this year they are coming back, and they've got a year under their belt, and they are everywhere. They are unbelievable. They are all over the area singing at all kinds of functions. They're going to be at the Best of Rhode Island party. They're at PPAC. They're in Newport. They're at the Tennis Hall of Fame. They've been doing national anthem at ball games. They're very busy. So,
they're more popular than you, Mike.
They are. That's not hard to do, but they are. And so we'll be very happy to have Sink or Swim back with us. And we'll talk a little bit more about them. But now let's get to Bob. And Bob, when you were on the program before, we played some of your music, some of the music you've written. And let's get a little bit of background about you. You grew up in beautiful downtown Hopedale, Massachusetts, right?
Ah, yes, the tiny mecca town of Hopedale. You blink and you're through it.
There you go, Hopedale, Mass. Kind of in the southern, south of Worcester area.
Yeah, south of Worcester and just north of Woonsocket.
Yeah, there you go, between the W's.
Between the W's.
All right, and then went to school at U Lowell, Mass.
U Lowell, Mass. Yeah. Graduated there with degrees in music ed and had a great time there. And sung a lot of classical. There was no barber shop up there, though, and there was certainly no jazz. It was strictly classical.
And then you made your way, I think, after school to California, right?
Yeah, I moved out to L.A. to be the next Barry Manilow, and I guess there's only one of him, so that's why I'm back here.
And then came back and played at places like the Balsams in New Hampshire for quite a few years.
Phenomenal place. If you've never been there, it's the tip of New Hampshire up in lovely Dixville Notch, the first place in the United States to vote.
Right.
And played there and then came back further south.
Well, let's get to some of your music. You have a couple CDs out, one called Prelude to a Dream, which is the one we're going to be playing from today. And tell us about this title track. All of the stuff on your CDs you've written, correct?
Correct. All the music that I wrote from my past travels. I actually wrote this several years ago. It came to me in the evening, just as the title was. I was dating a girl and just happened to wake up one night with this melody going through my head and wrote it down, went into the studio with her and recorded it and gave it to her as a present. And now it's title of my CD.
Here we go.
Thank you.
beautiful music by Bob O'Connell, and we'll be getting to more of Bob's music a little bit later on in the program. Just to tell everyone about the festival, it's going to be Saturday night, 8 o'clock, at St. Andrew's Church on Block Island, and I guess that's about the largest building on the island, Bob. So
I think it is.
So that's what we usually fill the place up, have a great time, and as we mentioned, lots of different kinds of music this year. We'll have Eddie Dillon, who used to travel with the Clancy Brothers and wrote some music for them and traveled and toured with them and a good friend. And he has some great stories and a great artist in his own right. He has several CDs out. Again, most of his CDs are like yours, Bob, where he's written the music. But I've selected a piece to play today that most of you will recognize. And I don't think Eddie wrote this one.
No, I don't think he did either.
No, but you've heard this. As a matter of fact, you traveled to Ireland. Is it is it popular there as it is here? Or is this is kind of an American-Irish
thing? It's more of an American-Irish thing. When you go over there, they say, oh, yeah, we know that song. But over here, it's the quintessential Irish tune, like I am.
Ah, there you go. Let's listen to Eddie Dillon playing Danny Boy. Eddie Dillon playing Danny Boy. You'll hear a lot more different kinds of tunes from Eddie, a lot of fun stuff. So make sure that if you're on the island, you want to check it out. St. Andrew's Church, Saturday night, 8 o'clock. And our quartet, our new quartet, Bob, will be there. Trade Secret.
Trade Secret.
And Trade Secret, we've been singing just about a year, but we have a brand new member kind of making his concert debut with us out on the island.
And his return to Barbershop.
His return after a very successful career of singing in many championship quartets. Ralph St. George, for those of you that know the world of Barbershop quartet singing, several-time champion with groups like Classified Lads, Prime Alliance, Northeast Connection. And he is back and singing with Bob and I and Bill Wright in a quartet called Trade Secret. And we were fortunate enough to travel as a quartet last January down to beautiful downtown Orlando. That's where we were. And came out of there with a fifth place in the world medal for the senior division. So that was kind of neat. And we will be competing again with Ralph, and that'll be coming up in October. And hopefully we'll
In
Portland, Maine. Mm-hmm. And if we do well there, as we hope to do, we will be off to Long Beach, California.
Back to my stomping ground.
There you go. And so this is we don't have a recording of Trade Secret yet, as it's a brand new group. But Bob and I were many years singing together in a quartet called Roadshow, championship group back from 2001 and sang all the way up to 2012. And this was a recording we made just about a dozen years ago, just after we won the championship, and a song that's very appropriate for the Block Island Music Festival.
Sure is.
Because it was written by a man named Arthur Penn, who was the a songwriter of the time back in the 20s that wrote, one of those kind of guys that wrote 100 songs, thought this one would never amount to anything, but it ended up being his big hit. It's called Smiling Through. It's about a cottage or a spot on the island. You'll hear the cottage named in it. And it's a beautiful song, just kind of describing.
And it's a beautiful cottage.
It's a beautiful cottage still there. If you tour Block Island, you can still see the cottage Smiling Through on the south side of the island, or south central side of the island, I guess. And we'll sing this song for you now, or Roadshow will anyway. And we'll take a short break after that and be back with more of the Block Island Music Festival.
There's a little brown road winding over the hill to a little white god by the sea. Schaefer Michael Vision Lee.
Back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bob O'Connell, and we're talking about the 49th annual Block Island Music Festival, which is going to be next Saturday night, St. Andrew's Church on the island. If you're on the island, it's not hard to find St. Andrew's. I mean, it's
not hard to find at all. And then afterwards, we all go all over to Aldo's.
All to Aldo's for the after party and some liquid refreshment and pizza and pasta and all kinds of great food, and see Anna and the gang at Aldo's. So that'll be great. And what you want to talk about, this next song we're going to play was arranged by Bob. Again, Roadshow Quartet that you just heard singing Smiling Through before the break sang this with a female quartet called
After Hours.
I was going to say Foreign Exchange. I had the wrong, right category, but the wrong one. After Hours, which are international champions of Harmony Incorporated, which is a female barbershop organization. And we were in Toronto. Or
no,
Montreal.
No, Ontario.
Toronto is in Ottawa.
Ottawa.
That's what I mean.
It began with a no.
Yes, Ottawa. That's right. Okay. And we recorded this live, and you'll get to hear the people in the background. We were trying to calm down while we were recording it. And, Bob, you arranged this as an eight-part song. Now, I have trouble with one part, as you know. So how do eight parts fit into your head? Where does this come from? And what gets you started on thinking that something like this will work?
I started with listening to Frank Sinatra do the song. And I was thinking of something that our quartet could do with After Hours, since the lead of After Hours was the wife of our baritone, Mike Gabriella. And thought it would be nice to be able to do something together. So I started putting this together with the female starting first and then us coming in afterwards. And it took a little while, but I think in the end, it was a fun song for us to do.
And we're playing this today because we will sing this on the island with our new quartet, Trade Secret, along with Sink or Swim. So it's called Making Whoopee, and here we go.
Another bride, another June. Another sunny honeymoon, oh yeah. Another season, another reason for making whoopee, don't you know?
A lot of shoes, a lot of rides. The groom is nervous, he answers twice to. It's really killing that he's so willing to make a whoopee.
We could have let the applause go on longer, but I figured I would cut it short a little bit. It was a lot of fun doing that recording with After Hours and Maria and the young ladies that were involved with us then. And speaking of young ladies, we've talked about Sink or Swim. Again, they're brand new, just a year old, so they don't have a CD out yet. But we're going to play a female quartet for you, just to give you the flavor of what we're talking about. And Bob, you and I had the opportunity to go with Roadshow to San Francisco a couple times, right?
For the Harmony Sweeps.
And we were out there. We were fortunate enough to win the local competition, which is the northeastern part of the country. And then they take the best from all over the world. I guess about 10 or 8 groups.
I think there were eight groups.
8 groups from around the world that compete for the international championship. They had groups from Australia and all over the country. And This recording is the 25th anniversary celebration, and it's called the National Acapella Festival, Harmony Sweeps National Acapella Festival. It was recorded live in San Francisco, and there's a group that was there with us, and they ended up winning. That wasn't the only thing they won. They won that contest.
And then they turned around and won the Sweet Adelines International Contest.
And then they went on NBC's Sing-Off.
The Sing-Off.
They were the first, in the very first episode, that first group of competitors. You might remember them. They're called Max Factor. Great singers, great ladies. And so we're going to play a cut from that 25th anniversary of the Sweeps with Max Factor singing Don't Break the Heart.
Don't you go breaking my heart today, just listen what I gotta say. Don't break the heart that loves you, handle it with care. Don't break the heart that needs you, darling, please be fair. Why do you flirt and constantly hurt me? Why do you treat our love so carelessly, so carelessly? You know I'm just so jealous of you, yet you seem to try to go out of your way to be unkind. Sweetheart, I'm begging of you, don't break the heart that loves you.
Don't break
this heart of mine. Don't break the heart that loves you. Baby, won't you handle it with some care? Don't break the heart that needs you, darling, please be fair. Why do you flirt and constantly hurt me? You know you only hurt me when you treat our love so carelessly. Treat me carelessly, you know I'm so darned. Yeah, she's jealous of you, yet you always seem to try to go out of your way to be unkind. You know you really drive me out of my mind. Sweetheart, I'm begging of you, don't break the heart that loves you, honey. Don't you go breaking this heart up. You're breaking my heart cause I fell from the start. Don't you go breaking my heart.
was Max Factor filling in for Sink or Swim, which will be with us on the Block Island Music Festival. And we now are moving to Eddie Dillon again. We played
our
his Danny Boy in the first part. This, I think, song is a little more of the flavor of what most people think of Eddie Dillon. His years of playing with the Clancy Brothers and a lot of Irish folk tunes and a lot of sing-alongs and clapping a hand and perhaps raising a beer or something like that.
This is something you'd hear when I was over in Ireland in the pubs.
Right.
The Irish Rover Boy
right.
and stuff like this, where you're right. We all raise a pint of Guinness and try to sing along.
So Eddie will be with us singing all kinds of songs and playing songs similar to Danny Boy, but this next one is kind of gives you a little insight to Eddie's personality. He wrote this, and it's one of my favorites. He pokes a little fun, perhaps, at I'm half French-Canadian and half Italian, and he pokes a little fun at the French.
Just a smidge.
Yes, with Le Meur Avenue.
Un peu.
Yes. He speaks of all the French things like Jacques Cousteau and everything. So it's a little politically incorrect, perhaps, but
it's good fun.
It's a fun tune. So we're going to play Eddie and his song Le Meur Avenue, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Bob O'Connell and the Block Island Music Festival.
Jean-Jacques Cousteau, Pierre Trudeau, et Jean-Paul Rousseau, move over. You see, mes amis, I was such a fool back in those days. I would walk alone, seulement, through the streets. It was dark, it was dirty, it was winter time, if yay. Yes, mes amis, way up over the skyscrapers and dune below the subway, I looked everywhere for my one true love, nowhere to be found. Until one day, une petite jour, I stumbled on this road. The flowers were blooming, the people were smiling, and everyone was in love. It made me sick. I saw this policeman and gendarme. The dog, I said to him, could you please tell me where I am? He said, me, you are on La Mort Avenue, where lovers come to find their love and chance. Strolling down La Mort Avenue, looking to find my someone. Every time I see something new, I know there's only one of them. She's got the store where everything's fine. You don't need no money. You may be broke, but she don't mind, as long as you're her honey. Jeannie, I love the way that you love, everything that you do to me. I never knew I could love to be in love. Jeannie, that's what you do to me. Strolling down La Mort Avenue, looking to find my someone. Every time I see something new, I know there's only one of them. store when love's hard to find. I stumbled on to someone, and when we touched, I knew she was mine. 'Cause there's only one of them. Jeannie, I love the way that you love. Everything that you do to me, I never knew I could love to be in love. Jeannie, that's what you do to me. La la la, la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Jeannie, I love the way that you love. Everything that you do to me, I never knew I could love to be in love. Jeannie, that's what you do to me. Strolling down Lamar Avenue. Strolling down Lamar Avenue. Strolling down Lamar.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bob O'Connell, and we're discussing the 49th annual Block Island Music Festival to be held this Saturday at St. Andrew's Church on the island, right just behind the main street there where all the shops are and right through that little downtown area. And it's a great time. Block Island is a beautiful place. If you're out on the island or you're listening from the island and you can be there Saturday night, that's where we'll be.
You can get there by boat or you can get there by plane.
Right. What you can't do is go with the ferry, go over and listen to the show and think you're going to take the ferry home, because that doesn't work that way. So you have to be staying overnight on the island, or you have to have your own boat or your own plane to get you away after the concert. Concert will run about 2 hours, from about 8 to 10 usually. And it's a lot of fun, and it's going to be very diversified. We have a Coast to Coast Quartet will be there. We have Eddie Dillon that will be there. We've been playing his music, L'Amour Avenue.
I love that song.
It does remind us of Peter Sellers a little bit. My favorite line is, everyone's in love.
It makes me sick.
It makes me sick. Anyway, that's Eddie Dillon. He'll be there with us, and... Sink or Swim, a cappella, female a cappella quartet out of Newport, a hot new group that's been singing all over the Newport area. And our quartet, Bob and I, will be there with Trade Secret, along with Ralph and Bill, and entertaining you, hopefully. And Joe Perillo will be joining us, and that's a new addition.
Can't wait for that.
That's we're pretty excited about that. Unfortunately, Aoife Clancy won't be there, so if you see signs around the island advertising Aoife Clancy, it's not our fault.
Somebody paid her $1 million.
Right, a last-minute thing that she could not get out of, so she will not be with us on the island. But Joe Perillo has graciously consented to rearrange his schedule and be there with us. Hopefully that'll all work out. We're still working out the details
as of this
broadcast. But at any rate, that's the plan. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. We're going to go to another one of Bob's pieces of music. This is a song called Let's Try Again. Tell us about this one, Bob.
I wrote this song actually when I was working up at the Balsams, dating a girl, and like most of my songs, the love ballads, it's never all that fun. It talks about love lost, and a lot of my friends used to say, my God, you have a horrible love life with some of the songs that you wrote. But I recorded it with a dear friend of mine that I used to play weddings with. Her name is Charlotte Rockwood. She still sings, still lives in Hopedale. and had a great time recording it, and still like to listen to it.
So this is the songs on both of your albums, the Prelude to a Dream, and the other one is
A New Dawning.
A New Dawning. And they're both available. If people want to get a hold of you and get a hold of your recordings, they
through
can
iTunes.
Through iTunes. There you go. And what do they look up, Robert or Bob?
They can look up Bob O'Connell Jr. or Bob O'Connell.
Okay. Well, check that out on iTunes. And right now, we'll listen to Let's Try Again.
To me and you, lonely nights, not sharing a lover's moon, silhouettes of people we once knew, shadows fall, and I'm without you. Don't wait.
Well, Bob, we played a lot of music. It's been great recapping the Block Island 49th Annual Music Festival. Will take place Saturday night. Hope to see you there. If you're on the island, come by and visit. It's a lot of fun. We have a great time. And get there a little bit early because it usually fills up and so forth. Thanks for being here with us, Bob. It's been a great pleasure, as usual.
Mike, thanks always for having me.
All right, we're going to go out with a Joe Perillo piece. We'll play just a portion of it, but it's a perfect piece to go out with. It's Joe playing a piece called Block Island Summer. What could be better than leaving with that? See you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.